Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. For joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Richard Hooker, the author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible, and the new book, which is part of a series. This one's coming out later this year called Winning Through Customers, the 10 Unbreakable Laws of Customer Service. We will be launching this book on our show in a few months. And so look forward to that. But as you know, and as I've been doing now for over 15 years, we're giving you a sneak peek. I don't know how many books, Richard, over the last 15-plus years that I have previewed, have serialized on the show before they even came out. I mean, what other audience gets the advantage of that kind of treat? I don't know who it would be except ours. So thank you, Richard, for allowing us to talk about your upcoming book. It's a topic that it is the single most important topic, I think, the small business owners, other than cash flow. And here's the thing: if they get the customer service thing right, they wouldn't have any cash flow problems, would they?
In many ways. Remember, the key takeaway is small businesses can compete on customer service against the big guys because they can't do it. It is what I call a ground game.
Yep.
It is a ground game. It happens at the bottom of the organization. I call it my six-year-old rule. I have a six-year-old. Whenever I drop something on the floor, I ask him to pick it up because he's closer.
That's right.
And the great thing about small businesses is, and this is from a larger strategic perspective as well, that anything that's happening on the ground, small businesses can do better because mm-hmm. they're closer. Mm-hmm. They're closer to the ground game.
And so all we have to do then, but see, that none of that means anything if we don't focus on people who want to do business at that point. People
That's right.
Who want that niche, that little extra something that we can do. People who want that, people who need it, who will pay more for it, and basically abandon the people who don't want that. Let Walmart right. have those people.
That's right. And remember that no business, whether it's the biggest business down to the smallest business, no business can measure the number of customers who drive by and say, I would go there, but I had a bad customer service.
Oh, boy.
Experience last time.
Yeah.
Nobody can measure the lost capacity
mm-hmm.
that is that bad customer service.
What you're saying is the negative response is more powerful than the positive response, isn't it?
And the negative response is more powerful in terms of word of mouth marketing.
Yep.
That if we were simply one of the aspects of strategies that it permeates every aspect of the business, and customer service is operational, is human resources,
mm-hmm.
is marketing. Every good customer service is an ad for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that comes out of an employee's mouth is an ad for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is something bad, like we've got plenty of other customers, that is going to, in terms of word-of-mouth marketing, this has been empirically shown in a number of research,
mm-hmm.
in researches that have been done on this, those bad customer experiences get proliferated far beyond, in terms of the number of
mm-hmm.
people that are affected by
mm-hmm.
it, than even the best customer service. And I like to say there was that incident at Chick-fil-A where this man was angry at Chick-fil-A for a political
mm-hmm.
position that they
mm-hmm.
took,
mm-hmm.
and he took a video of it. He went through the drive-thru, and he was a jerk.
Right, right.
To the woman in the drive-thru. He put it on YouTube. He lost his job,
right.
Unfortunately. But when Jon Stewart did the clip, at the end of the whole discussion of it, he pointed at the girl, and he said, give her a raise.
Right, because she was a pro.
She was fat. She was a pro.
Yeah,
she was an absolute pro.
Yeah.
She did.
That's what you want. That's what you want employees to tell you, customers to tell you about your employees, that they're pros.
That's right.
And here's the thing, folks. If you're in somebody else's business and you get good customer service, tell them about it. A lot of times, if somebody does a great job, at the end of the transaction, I'll say, is your manager here? And they're getting real nervous. You know, so, yeah. Would you bring them over? Or if I'm on the phone and somebody does good, can I speak to your manager? And then I say, John or Sue or whatever did a great job. Congratulations.
That's right. I believe, well, because I am.
Hey, Richard, I got to wrap it up. I need your website, please.
You bet. Pardon what?
Your website.
www.shoestringventure.com.
Check it out, folks. Richard Hooker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Thanks, Richard. See you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence. Excellent customer service, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.